From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Donald Trump pushes toward a comeback in his home state. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is trying to regain momentum in the race for the nomination as the campaign moves to his home state of New York. Speaking outside New York City Wednesday night, Trump mocked Texas Senator Ted Cruz's condemnation of New York values during an earlier debate.
There was never anything like it in this country. The worst attack in the history of the United States. The bravery that was shown was incredible. We all lived through it. We all know people that died. And I've got this guy standing over there looking at me, talking about New York values with scorn in his face, with hatred of New York.
Cruz, who soundly beat Trump in this week's Wisconsin primary election, said his remark on New York values is directed toward liberal politicians, although many New Yorkers see it as an insult. Polls show that Trump still holds a sizable lead over Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich ahead of the important April 19th New York primary. Meanwhile, the Democrat side, on that side, Senator Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, he said that Hillary Clinton is not qualified to be president after beating her in Tuesday's Wisconsin primary. Sanders has topped Clinton in six of the last seven Democratic primaries or caucuses. Three motorcycle-riding assailants hacked and shot a student activist to death as he was walking with a friend in Bangladesh's capital city. The killing on Wednesday night follows a string of similar attacks last year when at least five secular bloggers and publishers were killed, allegedly by radical Islamists. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has vowed to strengthen his country's ties with the European Union despite Wednesday's rejection of a political, trade, and defense treaty with Kiev by voters in the Netherlands. All 28 EU members must approve the treaty for it to have legal force. The turnout for the vote barely exceeded the 30% threshold required for it to be valid. Of those casting ballots in the non-binding referendum, 61% no, while 38% said yes. The Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders said further discussions will now be necessary.
So we have to take a step-by-step approach. We have now to talk within the cabinet, with the parliament, with our European partners, also with the Ukraine, to see what the consequences of this decision might be.
The Dutch socialist parliamentarian Harry van Brommel said the government should break off the ratification process and go back to Brussels to make it a regular trade agreement with Ukraine, not a political agreement. NATO is preparing to step up its responses to Islamic State and a more assertive Russia responsible for aggressive actions in Ukraine. Speaking in Washington to a forum at the Atlantic Council, the NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg said a strong NATO is a safeguard for the future.
NATO is not seeking a confrontation with Russia. We will avoid a new Cold War. Actually, we are striving for a more cooperative and constructive relationship with Russia. But we believe that we have to be strong, we have to be firm, we have to be predictable to establish the basis for a political engagement and dialogue with Russia.
Later, speaking to VOA's Serbian service, Stoltenberg said he expects the Islamic State to remain a challenge for some time, adding that NATO must step up its training of forces in countries aligned with NATO. Stoltenberg also says he's consulting with U.S. leaders before the Warsaw NATO summit in July, where the refugee crisis in the Middle East and Europe is expected to be high on the agenda. A massive leak of records about offshore bank accounts from a Panamanian firm is revealing more information about the affairs of relatives of the Chinese Communist Party's top leadership, including the country's president. Among the more than 11 million documents are details about the offshore holdings of relatives of at least seven current and former Politburo Standing Committee members, the powerful political body in China, and the grandson-in-law of the founding father of the People's Republic of China, Mao Zedong. Massive wealth accumulated by the families of China's ruling party members has long been a big concern in China, but also a topic on which discussion is tightly controlled. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.